They're wild and they're on foot, you know. Uh-huh. And they run fast. Now, the squirrel and the quail and dove, no. They hunt them over fields and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother comes to the back along with hunts dove and quail. And he enjoys it, of course. Have good suppers along from mm-hmm. it, you know. And we have us a little martini along to go with that, you know. That's your... My wife said you didn't want things like that tape, but I'm old enough for things like that. Me, known about.
No, I wouldn't want to taste
it. I never did. Take a drink last day, but I'm 50 years old, I don't think. I don't take much now, but I do if I want to, you know.
Sure, well, it's up to you.
But you ain't got to be a fool about things, you know. I mean, I've seen people just like he drinks a little bit, but he's always been sober-minded and nice with it, you know. Mm-hmm. I know that he and his wife separated different times. He was a different wife, but still at the same time, he drank sociable. I'll say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, people belong to use judgment with things. They're going to drink, or they're not going to drink.
Well, really, if they're going to do anything, he's got to exercise some judgment.
Yes,
sir. Let's see. I want to go back now to talking about ailments and things. If there's been an accident or something, and somebody's been shot in his arm, let's say, or in his leg, sometimes the place will get sort of... The flesh will kind of stand up around the place where he was.
Is that pumping right now?
No, I don't think. It must be something
wild. What you mean, wound?
Yeah, and then sometimes around the wound, the flesh sort of stands up. And I'm wondering what you call it like
that.
I don't really know exactly how to describe it.
I don't know. You'd call that proud flesh.
Is that what proud flesh is?
I reckon you'd call that proud flesh where the flesh bulges up from mm-hmm. a wound or mm-hmm. sore or something
mm-hmm.
of that kind.
Well, now what about...
That might be this thing here, running.
This is making a sort of a... Mm-hmm. A
I thought it was that water pump out there, you know.
There's always something wrong with these things, you know, it's making sort of a...
I thought it might be our water pump run that burn up, you know.
Don't want that to happen. Well, what about a place that gets very sore. This isn't from a wound or anything, but sometimes the skin rises up and it gets very sore. Sometimes people get these on their backs or something like a boil or something like that.
Well, that'd be a rising, wouldn't it?
A rising.
Yes, ma'am.
And what do you call the stuff that's inside there? If you puncture one of these.
Infection, that'd be corruption, you know,
mm-hmm.
infection.
Mm-hmm.
That's from a rise.
A lot of it, they're a big
I wanted to ask you about clothes. How is clothing different? The styles of clothes that people wore when you were growing up, how were they different from the way they are now, for both men and women? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I don't remember too much about the clothes. All I've ever had is a pair of breeches and a shirt. Wear trousers and wear shirts, underwear, things of that kind. So far as a man person's concerned, now, or women, I don't know anything about that.
Well,
but now, when I was a boy growing up, of course, I had